Dobro večer, lepo zdrav sem skupaj. Vesel sem, da Slovenija danes že tretjič gosti predsednika irske vlade, gospoda Ahern. Nazadnje je bil tukaj kot predsednik Evropskega sveta maja leta 2004. To je bilo leto, ko je Slovenija postala članica Evropske unije, leto nekega posebnega praznovanja pri nas. In še enkrat se velja zahvaliti irskemu predsedstvu za ta ključen uspeh, katerega del je bila tudi Slovenija, ki se imenuje Velika širitev Evropske unije v letu 2004. Današnji pogovori potekajo o bilateralnih odnosih in tudi o skupnih evropskih temah. Kar se tiče bilateralnih odnosov, so ti dobri, pravzaprav odlični, ni nikakršnih spornih vprašanj med državama. Menjava blaga in storitev v zadnjih letih narašča. Zadnji podatki iz leta 2006 govorijo o menjavi, ki presega 110 milijonov evrov. Raste, menjava raste z 10% letno povprečno in velik potencial, ki še ni do konca izkoriščen, so poslovne storitve in turizem. Za Slovenijo je Irska zelo zanimiva kot država dobrih praks, ki jih velja posnemati. Naj naštejem samo tri. Ena je črpanje evropskih sredstev, uporaba evropskih sredstev za hiter razvoj. Druga je uspešno privabljanje neposrednih tujih investicij, še posebej v visokotehnološke dejavnosti. In tretja takšna je poudarek inovacijam pri razvoju. Gospodu Ahernu sem predstavil prioritete slovenskega predsedovanja v prvi polovici letošnjega leta, ko je Slovenija v tej vlogi v Evropski uniji, o teh prioritetah smo se v glavnem tudi pogovarjala. Hvaležni smo Irski za podporo pri nekaterih ključnih korakih, ki smo jih ali pa ki jih bo Slovenija še naredila v tej polovici leta. V zvezi s tem sva govorila tudi o pripravah na spomladanski Evropski svet, kjer se bo Evropska unija soočila z izzivi na področju lansiranja druge faze Lizbonske strategije z okoljsko-energetskim paketom in z situacijo na finančnih trgih. Seveda smo se pogovarjali tudi o trenutno ključnemu znanje političnemu izzivu za Evropsko unijo, to se razmere na Zahodnem Balkanu po razglasitvi neodvisnosti Kosova. Tukaj imamo zelo podobna stališča do razvoja dogodkov. Smo veseli skupaj, da je Evropska unija pravočasno sprejela odločitve, da je bila pri tem enotna in da bo civilna misija in misija Evropske obrambne in varnostne politike v prihodnjih mesecih tudi konkretno prevzela iniciativo na Kosovu. Na ta način bo dolgoročno zagotovljena stabilnost te regije ob tem, da Evropska unija ostaja enotna. Govorila so tudi o situaciji v Čadu, o akciji Evropske unije, Euforja. Pod okriljem Združenih narodov Irska ima tukaj vodečo vlogo. Irski general Pat Nash vodi to misijo. Delimo skupno zadovoljstvo, da je tukaj prišlo do konkretnih korakov, ki bodo pomagali predvsem pri blažitvi in odpravljanju humanitarne katastrofe, povzročene z situacijo v sosednjem Darfurju. Izmenjala sva nekaj pogledov tudi na nekatera druga vprašanja, ki čakajo skupaj Evropsko unijo v času slovenskega predsedovanja, predvsem na priprave Evropske unije za srečanje oziroma za vrhove med Evropsko unijo in drugimi državami, predvsem z državami Latinske Amerike in Karibov, prvo takšno srečanje je bilo namreč ravno v času irskega predsedstva leta 2004, vmes še enkrat na Dunaju in zdaj bo v Peruju v času našega predsedovanja. Veseli smo za te izkušnje, ki smo jih lahko danes podelili, prav tako za izkušnje irskega predsedstva, ko gre za srečanje z nekaterimi tretjimi državami, kot so recimo Japonska ali Ruska federacija, ki bodo prav tako na vrsti tudi letos v času slovenskega predsedovanja. Še enkrat izredno sem vesel, da je gospod predsednik irske vlade obiskal Slovenijo v tem času in da smo lahko izmenjali te izkušnje.
Thank you very much, Prime Minister Janša. I want to thank you for the kindness of your time and to be able to discuss a very wide agenda and our talks. I'm not going to go back over all of the issues, but we've covered a large range of our bilateral relationships, which are excellent, and the European Union agenda. I just at the outset, I should say I conveyed my condolences on the death of your former Prime Minister and President, and we'd just like to give the sympathies of the Irish people. Slovenia, and especially Prime Minister Janssen, are now in the driving seat for European Union, and Prime Minister said it's a position I held a few years ago. I know just the enormous agenda and the enormous range of issues that the Prime Minister Janssen has to deal with, and obviously any support like my fellow colleagues in the European Union can give to assist you in your onerous task, we are very glad to do so in all of the meetings, and particularly the range of travel and engagement that you have on the international stage, even outside of the European Union, for the period ahead. I briefed the Prime Minister on our reform treaty ratification process. In Ireland, we have to ratify the Lisbon Reform Treaty in two ways. We have to do it in our national parliament. We will very shortly be publishing the legislation and the referendum bill, thereafter setting up a referendum commission, and hopefully we will ratify in parliament, probably be in April, and then we must go to the people, which will probably be in June. That's the present plan. So it is our intention to ratify during your presidency. And I think on the last count, there will be over 20 countries will have ratified during your presidency. And obviously I congratulate you on the speed as the first of the countries to ratify it here in Slovenia. I also want to wish the Prime Minister well. This is the first of the countries that joined on the 1st of May 2004 in the Irish presidency to hold the presidency, and congratulate you on that and wish you well in it. We discussed all of the issues on the agenda, and I want to thank Prime Minister for briefing me on the Spring Council, which is only 2 weeks away. We discussed all of the items. I don't think I need to go over it, but the climate change and energy package is a key element of our work in the coming months. The challenge of climate change poses for the world, and agree that Europe must continue to lead the world's effort in this area. And our commitment that we achieved last year to achieve a 20% reduction in CO2 emissions within the next 12 years. And it's an ambitious but it's also a necessary target, and the work of the next council meeting will continue that. I want to thank the Prime Minister for giving me a very detailed account and a readout on the situation in Kosovo right up to date. We are due to take a decision on recognition very shortly, in a matter of days, and in Ireland we'll play our part fully in ensuring the future stability of Kosovo by continuing to contribute to KFOR, by contributing to the EU's mission there, and also by supporting our future economic development. And in Chad, we discussed Chad, where, as you know, Ireland would play an important role, and where there's, of course, an Irish operation commander, as the Prime Minister has mentioned, and Slovenia is also making an important contribution. But this is an enormous humanitarian case for intervention, is undeniable in it. And while it is a difficult task, we all have to play our respective roles, and we look forward to doing that. The other issues which the Prime Minister has mentioned are all ones where we've had very useful discussions in an excellent meeting. And I just lastly want to say our bilateral relations have continued to grow every year. In the last 7 or 8 years, we have had excellent dialogue, excellent exchanges, and I hope we can continue to develop that. It is quite extraordinary what has happened in a short period of time, and I think we're determined to keep building and developing what are really good relationships between Slovenia and Ireland.
Helena Milinković, TV Slovenija. Irska je znana v Evropi kot primer uspešnega gospodarstva. Imenuje je tudi keltski tiger. Kakšen je recept za tak gospodarski uspeh? Dobro se borite tudi pred inflacijo, kar je recimo problem v novih članicah evroobmočja in seveda EU-ja.
I think the European Central Bank could say inflation is a problem everywhere, so we all have to work to bring it down, and that's what we're certainly doing. Price stability is a key issue. From the economy in Ireland has developed for the last 20 years, and I think our success has probably been the consistency of policy, that we haven't changed. We have not operated short-term policies. We have continued with stable macroeconomic policies that generates growth that's both based on foreign direct investment and indigenous company, and that's based around employment growth. And we've had the ups and downs, like every economy has, to achieve that. But if you ask me what has given us the opportunity, the momentum to do that over a long period, I think it is the consistency of controlling public finances and generating growth-led policies that ultimately, not overnight, but ultimately give strong employment. And there's always short-term challenges, but I think overall it is to keep a consistency of the bigger picture, and to do that over a sustained period.
Taoiseach, hello. Is there a danger that your appearances in the Mahon Tribunal will turn the referendum into a vote of confidence in you?
I don't think that will be the case, because obviously in the Dáil, all of the, practically all of the political parties will be on the yes side of this. So it is important that we keep our focus on what is hugely important to Europe, that there's 500 million people that want to see us get a yes vote, and we have to keep it on that issue. And I have to say, I've been doing a lot of public meetings around the place on the yes side with Minister Roach and others, and that's not a question I get. I get enough of questions elsewhere about it.